Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on Central Kentucky Christian Radio, WJMM 99.1 FM. Now, yesterday, and actually the previous days, one another's, really showed us the emphasis that Jesus placed on loving others as he loves us. He literally reiterated it three times in what we know as two verses in John 13, 34, and 35. And then he repeated it again in John 15, 12. It must be pretty important, as we shared in yesterday's episode, and of course it is, because not only did Jesus command it, but he repeated it, and he continually modeled it for us to see what that looks like. So if you want to go back and check those out, you can go to WJMM.com and look at the podcast tab near the upper right, and then click on the Love and Lordship links, and you'll find today's and the previous 2 days' episodes. If you want more than that, and I pray you do, you can go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find those. You can watch, read, or listen. You can click on the Vimeo or Podbean tabs, even YouTube and others, but mainly on Vimeo and Podbean, and you'll find numerous videos, podcasts, and then you can go back to the website and read many of the articles that accompany those. Also, if you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at loveandlordship@gmail.com. loveandlordship@gmail.com. Sure appreciate those who have connected with us. Love your comments and questions. Love it when I see you out and someone says, hey, do you do that radio program on Authority of Love? And yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, I do. Thank you for the encouragement. I really do appreciate it. With that said, we jump into today's one another, and it's going to build on the central themes that we've covered this week, and particularly the last 2 days, that all the one another's point to, how we are to love all others. I closed yesterday with a little bit of a tease saying this has a musical ring to it, so you may have gotten it, but in Romans 12, 16, we were in Romans 12, 10 in the last day or so. And Paul says in Romans 12, 16, as we know it, live in harmony. There's the musical thing, right? Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Now, isn't it interesting that Paul, in the leading and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives a positive, live in harmony, and here's what keeps you from living in harmony. Don't be proud. Be willing to associate with those in low position. Don't be a respecter of persons, as the Bible calls it in some places. Don't be conceited. That keeps you from living in harmony with others. Pride, just described it basically, and porneia, lust, selfish lust, are the greatest destroyers of loving relationships. What we call in our book, The Authority of Love, the second edition, and the title of this program, loving relationships are the currency of Christ's kingdom. Why did he spend so much time telling us how to one another, in particular, love one another? Seek to see everyone through the loving eyes of Jesus. And pride and porneia destroy that. As I stated previously, in one way or another, all the one another's point to love and to loving one another. That's why Jesus could sum up all the law and the prophets with the two greatest commands. And in fulfilling the second command, the Holy Spirit guided men to write all the one another's. Here's what the second one looks like. Remember, though, we can only fulfill the second greatest command as we fulfill first priority and are maturing in the greatest command of loving and worshiping God. Now, with this in mind, our next one another is found just a little further on in Romans 12, where we have talked about in verse 16, our opening verse, live in harmony with one another. What we so often do with this and similar one another's is respond not so much in word as in deed by living in harmony with those who choose to live in harmony with us. God's command is for us to do so even with those who may not be so harmonious, and especially with those who may be from a different socioeconomic position or otherwise. Oswald Chambers, in My Utmost for His Highest, states it this way: God continually introduces us to people in whom we have no interest. And unless we are worshiping God, there's that first and greatest command again, right? And loving Him in our worship of Him. The natural tendency is to be heartless toward them. Our role as Christ followers is to be the ones that live in harmony as much as we possibly can without compromising His truth. And even as we stand in His truth, it is in grace and without condemnation, as we can always trust and leave that to Him. That's how we learn to live in harmony with others. Paul explains this a little bit further on in Romans 12, verse 18, when he instructs back from a previous message this week, where he says, be salty and peaceful in Mark 9, 50. But then Paul says it this way in Romans 12, 18, as much as it is possible with us as Christ believers, followers, disciples, live at peace with all people. You see, go back to Oswald Chambers' quote, God places some pretty prickly people in our lives, and our job is in showing them Christ is to love them. And in the case of today's one another, to live in harmony and be at peace with every other person as much as we possibly can, to show them His love and without compromising His truth. How are you doing when it comes to loving others by being at harmony and at peace with them? Now, you may be thinking, I'm going to pinpoint this a little more. You may be thinking people out there in the world, workplace and things like that, or I play ball with or play games with, whatever. How are you doing with this with regard to your spouse? How about your children, friends, church family, coworkers, those others you were thinking about, even enemies? What upsets your harmony and peace with others? We move on to a next one another, and it comes back full circle as Paul is wrapping up his letter to the Romans. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he has commanded, remember, not demanded, but commanded those who will obediently follow through in love, all believers to be devoted to, honor, and live in harmony with, and be at peace with one another. He puts it all together. In Romans 13, 8 through 10, he echoes what John shared in his gospel, that we are to love one another. However, in this text, Paul moves from personal discipline and maturity, even beyond relational and communal love. By that I mean the church, the body of Christ, all of which certainly do apply. But he's talking about even honoring all authorities. And this was even in the midst of the pagan, polytheistic, many false gods of the Roman government and religion. He tells us that in honoring the authorities which God Himself has ordained and established, even if men mess it up, that the best and only way to fulfill the law and honor all authority is by owing nothing to anyone except this, that we love one another. There you go. That's the fifth or sixth time already of the 11 one another's that specifically state love one another. Here he's talking about love the authorities. Love one another by honoring the authorities. As the early Christians followed these commands, they literally turned the world upside down, or could we say right side up. That same love of God in and through Christ's followers today can and will accomplish the same thing in a world whose love has grown and is growing increasingly cold, Matthew 24, 12. We are the ones, as Christ followers, who alone can show a hardened, dying, lost world the real love of God. So let's prayerfully and earnestly seek to continue to grow in our love for God and allow His love in and through us to impact this world and this culture to know Christ. Our final one another today is one that we all need to hear, and if we're honest with ourselves, one that is not so easily adhered to in our lives and relationships. Yet we must remember that every one another is rooted in and part of the deeper commandment to love one another. Whenever we are failing to be obedient to any of these one another commands, we are falling short in our love for God and for others. Thank you, God, for your grace and mercy, because I fall short in that. So as Paul closes his letters to the church at Rome, his letter, he gives us some of the most difficult and yet powerful one another's beginning in Romans 14, 13, where he instructs us by the leading of the Holy Spirit to stop passing judgment on one another. Ouch. But they deserve it. We're Christians. We're right. That's exactly the point. Apart from Christ, we all deserve nothing but judgment. Thanks be to God that because of Christ, His mercy triumphs over judgment. That doesn't mean there won't be judgment someday, but that's on Him. James 2:13 tells us that mercy triumphs over judgment now in the covenant that we are in with Christ. This does not mean that there is, nor will be, no judgment, but simply that those who truly believe in Christ have already received by His great mercy our judgment taken by Christ for us. Only those who don't know Christ, after all they've been shown and given and rejected, in rejecting His mercy, I should say, they will receive judgment. For us as believers, though, the first thing we must acknowledge in this command is that the Holy Spirit is telling us to stop doing something that we are doing to others. Ouch again. He goes on in that same command there in verse 13 of Romans 14 and expands by telling us to stop putting obstacles or stumbling blocks in the path of others. That's a strong indictment, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8:9, that we must be very careful not to use the freedom that we've been given in Christ to lay burdens on others. Essentially, don't put stumbling blocks in their path to the freedom and growth in Christ, the mercy. Allow them to receive the mercy that Christ has given them. This is what standing in judgment of others does to us, making us appear holier than thou in our attitude and turning them away from Christ rather than toward Him. In order to truly love one another, we have to stop judging each other. That doesn't mean we don't inspect the fruit. That doesn't mean we don't help others. And if they're walking in sin, we let them know. We just share that with them. We don't make the judgment. They're already condemning themselves if they're walking in sin. We just point it out. We don't judge them. There is a time to point out the sin, but it is in grace, truth, and love, and only after I have confessed, dealt with, and laid my own sin before God, leaving the ultimate judgment to Christ. That's Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Check the log in your own eye before you try and tell your friend, your neighbor, your spouse, your loved one that they got a speck of dust in theirs. Forgiveness, not judgment, is what we need to love one another. Whatever you do, take time to watch. There's a video you can watch, but look at this. A Heart That Forgives by Kevin LeVar. That's capital L-E, capital V-A-R, all together. Kevin LeVar, A Heart That Forgives. Whatever you do, take some time to watch that and share it with those you know need it and or those that you've been judging or begrudging. It's not worth it. Forgive and love like Jesus. That's A Heart That Forgives by Kevin LeVar. It's on YouTube. Action items. Spend time with Him in His word and prayer daily. Read and study the scriptures in this episode as a way to start. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, find someone you may not normally associate with and start a conversation to learn more about them and share who you are in Christ with them. Number four, find someone you are holding a grudge against and ask the Spirit to show you how to forgive them, then ask them for forgiveness for your unforgiving spirit toward them. Whew. Boy, these one another's are not easy, are they? That's why we can't do them apart from Christ. As always, tomorrow's a Family Foundation Friday. Join David Walls and myself for more and invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do so the same. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to the Authority of Love.